Within 9 days, the second Berlin Beer Week brought 60 events into the capital city.
Beer was celebrated in every shape or form.
Paired with art, sport, music or food.
Located in the dark, on the beach, bars, beer gardens, or even on a boat.
We got together with Tiffany Harrington and Stefan Kruger, the founders of the Berliner Beer Week.
How did this all start? Who is responsible here?
Well, I guess we both are. I met Tiffany in October 2014, and a couple weeks later, she asked me when Berlin Beer Week is, and I was like, what is a beer week?
And I said, it's the best week of the year.
And I was like, okay, tell me more.
There was an official Berlin Beer Week beer, the original Berlin Sour.
It was a collaboration brew between four local breweries, Brewbaker, Berlo, Berlinerberg, and Schneeweile. And we brought Brewdog as well. And the beer style was a Berliner Weisse, brewed with local blossom honey and lemon peel.
We asked one of the festival visitors, Peter Sorensen.
Peter, have you tried that festival beer?
Yeah, that is really, really nice. Quite fruity, fresh at the end of the beer week. It was just such hot weather, and it was just one of the ones I kept going back to because it was really refreshing.
The kickoff bash on board the River Cruise boat offered an awesome selection of about 40 beers.
Which one was your favorite?
The Yellow Belly Sunday?
But yeah, the crowd favorite was hands down the Yellow Belly Sunday beer from a Buxton brewery.
That was mine favorite too.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
And mine too. The bourbon barrel aged peanut butter biscuit stout, aged on vanilla beans and cocoa nibs.
Still like getting saliva in my mouth when I think about that beer. Just the smell of it, it smelled like a cookie. Fantastic.
Dessert in a glass.
Here's Fabian, and I'd just like to know, what was one of your favorite events?
At the Alte Börse Marzahn, there was Hops and Barley, a Bierfabrik, Flesser, and this was the first event where I see a lot of Berlin people.
It was amazing. There were people of all ages.
Yeah. Children, old men, young men. Good event for craft beer.
The Berlin Beer Week helps dispel this myth that craft beer is only for hipsters.
Yeah, I mean, that was also our intention, to get the craft beer into the masses. And we've seen people that we haven't seen before. And, you know, all age ranges, which makes me happy.
We ask Aaron Ferguson.
Which one was your favorite event?
I really enjoyed the opening event of Berlin Beer Week on the boat. Having 40 different beers on tap while cruising down the Spree was really fun. I think they should do that every month.
Well, the concept of the unlimited beers with the very Berlin backdrop of the Dom, the governorate buildings, as well as the party district of Kreuzberg was just unbeatable.
We heard voices like Aaron's, there needs to be a beer boat every month. What do you guys think about that?
Sure, let's make it an ongoing thing, you know, where you have a subscription to it and then you can go on the boat every 4 weeks. Why not?
Well, that's exactly what we wanted to hear. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I need a hobby there.
Okay, it's on radio now. I guess we have to do it.
For NPR Berlin, this is Hannah and Hugh Ackermann.